This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. To better understand a portion of the Bible, it's good to check cross-references that deal with the same subject. Colossians 3:18-21 deals with marriage and family issues with the same emphasis as Ephesians 5:21-6:4. In Colossians, Paul points out that when a woman submits to her husband, it is fitting in the Lord. Besides loving their wives, husbands are not to be harsh with them. When children obey their parents, it pleases the Lord. And if fathers embitter their children, they likely will become discouraged. These added points enhance your understanding of what is said in Ephesians 5 and 6. Titus 2:1-8 emphasizes the importance of older Christians mentoring younger Christians. To be effective, the older Christians need to live exemplary lives. They must also seek to understand where the younger Christians are coming from and the circumstances in which they find themselves. This takes time and sensitivity in being a good listener. Don't expect them to do things the way you did them, but if your life is exemplary and they sense you genuinely care for them, you'll probably have an open door to help. Younger Christians should seek input from older Christians whom they respect. The benefits of this reciprocal interaction across generational lines are incalculable. This kind of interaction is essential for new Christians to grow in their faith walk, for families to cope with all of the changes in society, and for the church to have a meaningful impact on our world. If you'd like to review these messages and reflect on them further, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.